Getting off the road, no, none, God only knows. And I can't understand the way that you see me. And I don't understand the way I'm seeing you. Maybe you're too young, maybe I'm too old.
All right, so if you listened to the last show, you know that we decided that we were going to alternate back and forth and pick some music to come into the show with. So yeah. Anthony had picked that one. That is Dave Barry, who is also an author.
Tim Barry.
Yeah, Tim Barry.
Dave Barry's the douchebag writer, man. Come on.
So I guess this guy. So I was a fan of this song only because I thought Dave Barry was the one behind it.
Oh,
actually, I had when you had told me to give the song a listen because you know we don't listen to the same shit. So I'd never heard of it, and I'll tell you, man, I really wanted to hate it.
Yeah. But
it's a good song. I've listened to it several times. I went on and read the lyrics. But to me, it sounds a little bit like he's talking about coming from a broken home, but I'm not very good at reading into lyrics. You know, I take them at face value. So
yeah, that's kind of what I get out of it too, you know.
But yeah, it's probably a little better pick than what we had last show, but
Hey, we got 6 more months at least of this, right? So you got plenty of time to make it up.
I'm not saying my direction's going to change. I'm not going to start looking for deep, meaningful songs. That's first song that pops in my head when you say, hey, tell me what song I'm supposed to be looking at. That's the song I'm going to give you. I don't give a shit.
Fucking kidding me.
What, you think you're going to start a movement with
yes,
with you picking Dave Barry tunes?
So you said, let's put music at the beginning of the show. And my first thought was, oh, that's going to be awesome. People are going to be so in awe of what I pick. This is going to be great.
It's because you're a hipster douchebag.
And then my second thought was, oh, my God, I'm a fucking idiot. What the fuck am I thinking? Oh, God.
Them 5 people out there are really going to get into this.
Yeah. God, I'm so stupid sometimes. Oh, God.
So I'm going to carry on. So every time we put an episode up, the total amount of listeners grows. The places that they come from grows. It's mind-boggling to me that people in other countries listen to us talk and they come back for more. It's weird. But just for the record, I liked it better when there was 8 people listening, and that's what I'm going to keep referencing.
I don't necessarily like it better when 8 people were listening, but I like the idea that only 8 people are listening. So I'm going to go with that too.
In my mind, it's just me, you, and Dave Barry up here.
Oh, fuck. You ever tried this Red's Apple Ale?
No, I'm straight. Does it all taste anything like Busch Light?
It doesn't taste like penis.
Really? I'm so straight. So should we discuss the differences in taste? Because a lot of us don't know.
what Red's Apple Ale tastes like?
Well, you said it doesn't taste like penis. So I said maybe you want to get into that and describe the differences because a lot of us don't know the differences.
I'm assuming, I've never sucked a cock before, but I'm assuming that it tastes like any other skin, but maybe a little saltier. So, good way to start the show. Oh, God. Yeah, I'll cut that out, but I know I won't because that's funny.
Yeah. So, where do you want to just go ahead and start a new one now, or do you want to keep going with this conversation?
No.
I don't know where to go from here.
Nowhere to go from here. You dirty cocksucker.
I think that should be the title of the show. It's like sucking any other piece of skin, only saltier.
Yep. I'm okay with that. Oh, fuck. Yeah. So anyways, Red's Apple Ale.
How about this?
The show
how about
is
this?
What?
why don't we each go out and suck a cock, and then we can debate on if it's true that it's just the same as sucking a finger, only saltier.
I got an idea.
People.
I got an idea. You suck my cock.
You go first.
And then I promise I'll suck your cock when you're done.
Do you promise?
I promise. Yeah.
You know, that's a speaking of sucking cock, I was talking to somebody at work.
Uh-huh.
He's a black guy. And I had made a joke or something. And he just looked at me like I was weird. It was a joke about, I think it was about sucking cock or something.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've come to the conclusion only white people joke about being gay while at the same time are the most homophobic people. It's weird.
That is hilarious because everywhere I've ever worked, it was, if there's more than one or two guys, it's always a running gay joke, always, no matter who they are. But if there's one or two black guys, they don't joke. They don't like that shit. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like a shameful thing in their culture. I'm not sure what it is, but man, they don't think it's funny.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll joke about being gay. I don't really care. I'm secure enough in my heterosexuality.
Well, one of the things I don't understand is why. So it's, I don't know. I'm not going to try to get all political or anything.
Philosophical.
You take that back.
I want to know. I want to know what you're going to say. You're not going to try to get all political. What were you going to say?
I don't understand why anybody gives a shit what anybody else does. I truly don't understand it.
I understand, I guess, that people want to have some kind of control over somebody else's life. What I don't like or what I don't get is that they try to use religion to justify it. Like if I don't like gay people, if you don't like gay people, just say, hey, you know what? I don't like gay people. They're kind of gross. But instead, what you do is you say, well, God,
that don't make any sense to me.
What?
That even that statement don't make sense to me.
Why?
I can't wrap my head around how somebody can say, I don't like gay people, unless they've met every gay person on the planet. Then you can put them all in a bucket and say, I don't like them.
Do you like racists?
Do I like racists? Yeah, there's some people that are racist that I, aside from them being bigoted assholes, you know, I interact with them. I don't agree with their thoughts on everything. I don't know that there's anybody I agree with their thoughts on everything.
But you're trying to.
But if I sit,
go ahead.
No, if I sit here and tell you, no, I don't like racists, which is what you wanted me to say, then one, I would be lying because I think that you interact with people who are racist.
Oh, all the time. I think most people I know are slightly racist.
You can think their views of racism is stupid and still interact with them on a different level. That, like I said, we both know that we're not fucking smart enough to have a conversation unless it's about boinking each other's moms or dick jokes or...
we switch back and forth between fucking each other's moms and trying to have a deep conversation. It just doesn't work. So,
but anyway, I just have a hard time wrapping my head around that. You know, I'm what they call a simpleton. I'm not a real deep thinker. I'm not real bright, I guess.
So I'm even worse than that. I'm not a deep thinker. I'm pretty simple, but for some strange reason, I think of myself as a deep thinker when I know really I'm not. Doesn't that make it worse?
Yeah, you don't know that you're stupid. That's dangerous.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. I mean, fuck you.
So anyway, about them Muslims.
What?
You fucker, you ruined my joke.
Oh, sorry.
Every fucking time.
Go ahead, sorry.
Spit that dick out and carry on with the show.
Who's to say I don't already have my dick out? I do this show naked.
You're a fucking idiot. I said spit the dick out.
Oh, I thought you said whip your dick out. God, get the dick out of your mouth so I can understand you.
So you're really just going to take my fucking joke and try to turn it against me?
Yep, that was the whole point of that whole conversation. What an asshole.
All right, well, we're 10 minutes into this piece of shit, and the only thing we've established is your dick's out, and you've got one in your
and
mouth.
And it tastes like a salty finger. Oh, fuck.
Like a hot dog that's just not all the way cooked.
Oh, shit. Now I'm getting hungry.
Speaking of dicks, I'm getting hungry.
So how long have you been married?
20-ish years.
20-ish years. Same with me. I've been married 20-ish years too. I don't know what the point of that question was. I'm not sure.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You're going back to this shit of trying to force something.
No, I'm not.
I'm pretty sure you were just fucking flirting with me, and I'm not going to have it.
I was going somewhere, but I lost it, and I tried to play it off like I didn't lose it, so fuck you. Speaking of flirting with me, some girl at the coffee shop was flirting with me yesterday. I think. She asked me if I...
You've been married for 20 years, you wouldn't fucking know.
She asked me if I was single, but I'm not sure if she was just being... Like, she just felt sorry for me. I'm not sure. Like, oh, are you single?
Maybe she thought you were retarded. Maybe she asked you, are you here alone? You know, because you were just rambling, walking around the store.
Do you need an adult? She said, I made your drink or whatever. Whatever she said. And she said, well, usually if I make it like that, people will yell at me. And I said, well, I wouldn't yell at you, no matter how you made my drink. And she said, oh, you wouldn't yell at me? Are you single? And the other lady that worked there said, that's all it takes is for somebody not to yell at you and you want to be with them? What the fuck is wrong with you?
She really sounds like a special girl, Anthony.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you got? You got anything you want to discuss?
Nope.
Red's Apple Ale. My half of this show.
Oh, you know what?
Apple Ale.
I lied to you. Okay. So I obviously said that, and I meant to come back and tell you. Of course, I've tried it. I don't know if you want to do a whole show talking about it or not, but
no, I don't.
I wouldn't say that I'm a fan of it. In excess, one or two when it's after working outside, it's all right. Anything after that is not so much. I would prefer just to drink regular beer.
Fucking piss water. What do you drink?
Busch Light.
Oh, God. Why?
Why? Because it's good?
No. I mean, why would you drink it? It's not good. It tastes like it was fermented under a radiator in a fucking prison.
Really? Okay. Then.
Okay.
Apparently, I like prison swill.
Oh, shit.
I know, you're more of a whiskey man, right?
Yes. Well, I would say a whiskey person. I'm not much of a man.
Yeah. And it's funny you said that because I've tried drinking whiskey and I'm no man. I can't do it.
I don't know. I've always liked whiskey more than beer. I've never been able to drink much beer. But at the same time, I also like fruity foo-foo drinks, you know.
I'm ashamed to say that I actually, not that long ago, me and my wife went out and I tried an Appletini. She ordered an Appletini and I tried it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Somebody spotted me drinking it, so I said, let's put on some football and
let's put on some football and beat some queers.
And then, then I punched the person behind the counter. She had it coming though.
Yeah, yeah. She served you an Appletini. Of course she did. In all seriousness, why would you be ashamed to drink an Appletini? What would
I don't know. I think there's like maybe I'm just not sure of my sexuality and I'm scared that I'm going to run around and blow people after
drinking. You think drinking an apple teeny is going to make you gay now?
I think that's actually a good question. I wish I had an answer for it. I suppose if I was a big fan of apple teenies, I wouldn't have a problem ordering one in a bar, but...
It's funny because if I went to a bar, I would feel weird ordering an apple teeny, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Would you order a Red's Apple Ale?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
So what's the difference? I mean...
I don't know. Apple teeny sounds gayer? I'm not really sure.
If there was a drink and it was called a Big Thick Dick, would you order that?
Big Thick Dick. Yes, I would. Just for the funny factor of it, you know. When I go out, which is like, you know, I think I've been out twice. I've ordered a rum and coke. That's what I drink out. That's my out drink.
Out drink. My problem with So I don't drink a whole lot anymore, but when I did, every once in a while I would shoot over to hard liquor, whether it was rum and coke or... I was a big fan of Captain Morgan and Mountain Dew. It tastes just like cream soda, but really? I would drink it like I was drinking beer, you know, and
like that fast.
Yeah, and I can drink beer. I'm good at a couple things, and drinking beer is one of them. But when I drink them at the same speed as when I drink hard liquor at the same rate that I would drink beer, God, I'm a fucking idiot. I just turn into a fucking asshole. Not even mean or anything. Just like fucking piss myself drunk. Seriously, piss myself drunk.
I can honestly say I've never done that.
Actually, there's somebody that, and he'll probably get a kick out of this. I don't want to say his name only because I'd never talked to him about it before putting it out there on the podcast, but there's a guy I used to work with. I think I can call him Chen Chen. There's a really good story about, I think my grandpa had just died. Me and him worked together. And
that's a great story.
So he was my supervisor at the time. I was at a machine shop. So my grandpa died, and... I think my mom had called me at work or whatever. Probably paged me on myself, on my beeper. I think it was the time of beepers. So long story short, I ended up, I told him, you know, I'm leaving work early. Pick me up at the bar when you get done. So let's say that was 4 hours. So I drove down to the bar that we used to meet at, and I sat there and drank screwdrivers for 4 hours.
Jesus Christ.
When Etchin showed up, you want to talk about a fucking mess, man. I was just bouncing off the walls drunk, puking in the bathroom. And
Jesus.
I was convinced that this guy who had not spoken to me the entire night wanted to fight me. So of course, was going to fight him. And you know, I can remember going into the bathroom and it was a mixture of puking and crying. God, I was a mess. But anyway, So Chad comes in there, and he's like, come on, man, we got to go. I'm going to fight this fucking guy. He's over there talking shit. Jesus. And so he ends up getting me out of there without letting me get my ass whooped. And he lived about, I think it was about 20 minutes from the bar we were at. So all the way home, I'm trying to light a cigarette, and I got the cigarette in my mouth backwards.
Jesus.
And he, of course, he's an asshole, so he's just sitting there letting me, and he's laughing his ass off. So I finally get it lit about 3 minutes from his house, and so you don't smoke, but if you know anything about smoking, if you light the wrong end of the cigarette, if you light the butt and you're sucking on the tobacco part, it fucking stinks, and you get that in your mouth, you know, and you suck in. So I finally get it lit, and I start gagging and shit, and he's laughing his ass off. I end up sitting in his living room, and he had put on whatever the fuck it was that we were watching at the time. I don't know if it was Archie Bunker or Beavis and Butthead. I don't know. We had a South Park. We had a bunch of shows that we would always watch and drink or whatever. So I'm sitting there on the on his love seat, and him and somebody else was there. And I go in and out from passing out to waking up and crying and passing out and waking up and arguing and whatever it was. Just I was a mess. So he's sitting there watching me, and I'm raising my hand up, taking a drink, except there was no fucking glass in my hand. There was nothing in my hand. I wasn't done yet. His version of the story, which the evidence in the morning would lead me to believe that he's telling the truth, is that I sat there and I looked at him, and then I just went bleh, and I puked all the way down the front of me. And you know, he's like, should we clean him up, or do, and the other guy's like, no, we should probably just let him be. And then I just sat there and pissed my pants right there on his fucking love seat. So I woke up at probably 3 o'clock in the morning, massive fucking hangover. They say you can't get a hangover from vodka, but that's bullshit. And I got puked down the front of me, and I'm covered in my own piss. Oh, fucking good times.
Did you just...
So head, that's why I drink Busch Light.
Head straight out the bar right after that.
Oh, if you want to hear another story about me pissing myself, I got one in there.
Absolutely,
too.
I do.
So this place, I think I can say the name of, because I don't work there anymore because they fired me. So there's a local place here called Manufacturing. I don't know if I should say the name or not. I don't think it fucking matters. You know what? Cut the name out or something. Say, put like a beep over
okay.
it.
Okay.
So my grandma, who had retired from there, got me a job when I was a young adult. And it was in the engineering department. And I worked there for, I don't know, 3 months total, I think. But every Thursday, we would go down to, there's a place here in town called the District. That's where there's a bunch of bars. So anyway, every night of the week, we had different places we'd go for either dollar or quarter beers, or there was a place we'd go to for penny beers. And so every Thursday, we'd go out, and I'd get all fucking hammered. And I'd end up being late for work on Friday. And they'd told me, if this happens again, just don't bother coming in. So come Friday morning, I come walking into work, and I'm like 2 hours late. Hey, this is Doug. I hate to interrupt your podcast here, but I have decided to cut out the meat and potatoes of that story because I'm a huge pussy. Anyway, back to the show. So that was the last day I worked there.
You just never went back? That's cool. And you weren't embarrassed?
You know what's funny is I'm actually sitting here thinking, why the fuck am I telling this story?
For my amusement? Nobody else is going to hear it. We only got 8 people to listen. I hope that this show blows up just so that people can go back and listen to this episode.
I don't know. There's no point in talking on here if you're not going to be yourself, right?
Right. I love cock.
Finally, it's out.
Oh, shit. Don't tell my wife, though. Yeah, that's good.
I'm kind of wondering if I'm going to chicken out and tell you to cut out all that.
You big pussy. If you do, I'm leaving in that part that you just said.
Hey, yeah, so just in case I do chicken out, if you want to know on a one-on-one basis, come up and ask me what the story was. I'll be happy to tell you.
Oh, shit. And if you want a copy of it, I'll keep the excerpt that I cut out, and I'll send it to anybody that asks. Oh, shit. Yeah.
So that's why I drink Busch Light.
I don't understand the two. it doesn't make you piss yourself? Is that the only, that's the reason?
Well, I'd like to say that's true, but I've pissed myself because of Busch Light.
Jesus fuck, so. Dude. I can't say that I've ever pissed myself from being drunk.
There's a good chance I'm sitting in a puddle of my own piss right now.
I only have two embarrassing stories from alcohol. That was probably, I'm not a big drinker. I was probably 23 and I got a bottle of peach schnapps and I lived with my wife at the time and I poured a huge glass of peach schnapps, not thinking, and I just drank it like it was nothing, you know. And my wife came home. I don't remember very well, but she said that I was laying in the bottom of the bathtub with the shower running on me. And she said that I told her that I thought I was going to die and that she needed to get an ambulance. And it's not even really all that great of a story, but just the thought of, I don't remember any of it. I'm laying in the bathtub with the shower running and she just came home. Oh, God.
So I wonder if we should change the title of the podcast, the whole premise of the podcast. Yeah. I mean, we're not, I don't know. It just crossed my mind as you were telling that exciting story about you taking a shower. That
hey, I never claimed to be a good storyteller, all right?
Yeah, so this one time I went to work and then I punched in and my boss told me what to do. And then I did it and then I punched out and I went home.
And then what happened?
I fucked your mom.
Oh, God. Yeah. So maybe we should ask right now what people think, you know, should we change the name? I mean, we're changing the premise of the show, it seems like, kind of like mid-show. We're changing the premise of the show, and I don't know. I'm all for it. I'm all for changing the name every week. I don't care. It'll confuse people.
Matter of fact, we shouldn't even post it, make it hard for them to find. They have to drive here and listen
to
us talk.
Yeah, I'll leave it on my hard drive and see who hacks me. Then we know we only have hardcore fans.
I would put it on my iCloud, but I'm scared that when people steal it, they'll also get them pictures of your mom.
Oh, fuck.
What would that be? Wasn't that like the Fappening or something?
Yeah, because my mom's a celebrity.
All right, so what does everybody think? Do you like the idea of just listening to us talk instead of arguing? I can promise you that we will find something to argue about in our daily conversations.
Oh, for sure.
But shut
all
up.
Right. You win.
Have you ever seen Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
You know, I guess I got to be careful. So if you listen to the last show, it was a lot about 90s shit. And in all actuality, although these come out a week apart, that was about a half hour ago. We record multiple shows and then space them out so we can take some time off. So I referenced something from a conversation a half hour ago that made sense to me. Doesn't make sense to anybody else.
No, it made sense to me. I just, you know. Have you seen Top Gun? It's a phenomenal movie.
It
it's about airplanes and volleyball or something. What's the guy's name?
Yeah, I'm really having second thoughts about that that story being shared.
Moose? Is that his name? Moose?
Yeah.
Moose. Is that right? I'm being serious. I don't know.
Goose, you fucking
Goose?
Idiot.
Well, that's a stupid name.
Fuck. You're stupid.
Oh, whatever. What's your favorite new movie that came out recent or pretty recent?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So I have a hard time compartmentalizing things like that. What's my favorite new movie?
Okay, what's a new movie that you liked? Can you compartmentalize between like and don't like? Fucking idiot.
I don't like when your mom licks my butt.
Good. I read an article recently that, and I didn't know this. First of all, Illinois is the only state, according to this article, Illinois is the only state that has a 5-day physical education requirement in schools, and they're looking to get rid of that and leave it up to the districts to decide how much PE the kids get. So
cool.
I don't suppose there was anything I wanted to ask you. I just thought that was interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. Yes.
Yes. All right. I say no. So I think that people are fat and they need like more PE. Like they should have PE 3 times a day. We should cut out the math requirements to have more PE.
I think it's stupid that force kids to go through PE.
Really?
I think that you could spend much more time educating people on what to put in their body and how to eat properly, as opposed to throwing a fucking dodgeball at each other's faces.
I don't agree with that necessarily. I understand what you're saying, but I don't agree because, I mean, they're fat. That's the only argument I got.
Right. And so if you look around the kids in Illinois, which is the only state, as you said, that has PE 5 days a week.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of little fat fucks running around here, too.
Yes, there is. So my response to that would be they need to make PE more physically intensive.
Like PT in the military?
Exactly. I think they need to do, instead of like you said, throwing a dodgeball in somebody's face, I think they need to have an hour of exercise every day. Fuck sports. Just
no, you don't go to school to fucking exercise. You go there to learn.
I didn't. I only went to school because my parents made me. So, I mean, what happens there is arbitrary. I don't go there to learn. Or I didn't. But I think you can tell.
Yeah, again, we have come to the realization that we're not real bright and we're not very insightful. And, you know, if an argument comes up naturally, which it will, we're not going to pick trending topics and then try to discuss them. Because, one, we both refuse to do any kind of research to figure out what it is that we're talking about.
Yeah. That was the one stipulation I had with this show is I ain't researching shit.
So, I think that breastfeeding should be outlawed. Breastfeeding in public should be banned in public. Breastfeeding should be banned in public.
I'm okay with that as long as, let me think. Let me get a concession here. No, I'm not okay with that. Why? Why would you say that? I mean, besides the fact
because that you're an idiot. I don't think women should be taking their, those things are supposed to be used for sex.
Oh, well, when you put it that way, I agree. They shouldn't be getting their fucking sex organs out in public.
So I obviously don't believe that. I think that,
I think they're sending mixed signals to the baby. It's like, I like you, but I don't like you that way. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I want this to be a little more platonic.
I think breastfeeding should only be legal in public if the baby starts at the neck and works its way down. That's my official stance.
You know what? We ought to make that a sticker or a t-shirt or something.
Yep.
Well,
so the hate mail should be rolling in any time now.
You know, if I owned a sticker business, I would make that a sticker.
I knew a guy that owned a sticker business once.
How'd that work out?
Not very good. The guy wasn't very good at business, so his partner was, but he wasn't.
So those of you that don't know, which is all of you, Anthony and I started a sticker business about 4 years ago, and it's funny. It started working. People started ordering stickers from us in large quantities, like car dealerships, and a couple groups around the area would order a couple hundred at a time. And all within a month of us getting our business cards in the mail, which made us official. And then it started to get like work. And when people would order stickers, neither one of us wanted to do anything with it, so we just closed shop.
Oh, fuck.
That's a true story. I'm not exaggerating.
No, that's not an exaggeration at all. That's exactly how it happened. I mean, we started, it was fun until we actually had to print the stickers and get them to the people. It was like, God, man, printing stickers sucks.
All right, so that was an interesting conversation.
Well, I was assuming that that's what would happen with this podcast. We'd do two or three of them. People would listen, not nearly as many as I thought actually did listen, but I thought people would listen, and then there would be...
Hold on, so go backward. Did you think... I got confused by your statement. Do you mean you thought there'd be more or less than what there is?
I thought there'd be less than what there actually is now, but I still thought that there would be some that listened, and those some would... The pressure would be too much. I just quit. I can't handle the pressure.
Do you get any form of stage fright when we're doing this?
No. I mean, I'm sitting in my room right now where I nobody really knows that listens to this, but I've got a room in my garage where I make music that nobody will ever hear. And this is where I sit and do that. So, I mean, I'm comfortable and, you know, this is my space. I mean, I'm not at all. No stage fright at all. You?
No, that's weird. I do. I get a little nervous thinking about the amount of people that are listening. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never really... the only way that I know that anybody listens is because you tell me this many downloads. And in all actuality, I just don't believe you. Nope, I don't think anybody listens to this. Why would they?
All right, so let's find out. Anybody that's listening, send us each $20. That'll prove.
Wait, back up. Can you make it 50?
See, you're fucking greedy. That's your typical capitalistic behavior.
All right, $60 and a handwritten note.
All right, well, I don't even think we even had a... I don't even know what to title this fucking show. We're 40 minutes in.
I don't even remember what we talked about. Red's Apple Ale? Maybe we can get them to sponsor the show. You would think, by as much as I keep bringing it up, that I really, really love that stuff, but I just think it's kind of okay.
Well,
is that
and
it?
There you have it, everybody.
There you have it. Oh, fuck. What are we? That's a wrap.
Do we need to have a song to play us out?
We have a thing. I could play the rest of the... I could play more of the song that we started with every time, if you want to do it that way. Split it up.
Hey, can you share where that came from? Not the actual clip itself, but you were pretty specific in that you wanted that, and I don't know why. And you said something about an inside joke. Is that something
you... So it's not really an inside joke. It's the clip is actually from a a movie from the 90s, The Dollhouse, I think it's called. It was an indie film from the 90s, but I didn't know that until I actually looked it up for to find the audio for the show. There's a band called Lagwagon, and they had an album that came out when I was, I don't know, 16, and that was at the end of one of the songs, and it just, every time I heard it, it was perfect. You know, they're playing this song, and then that cuts in, and it's like, it was just perfect, and that ever since then, I'm 37 years old, it's always stuck with me, and I never looked it up to see what the actual audio was from until now.
Well, that wasn't nearly as
interesting. No, it's not really interesting at all. It just stuck with me.
I was really hoping there'd be some sort of redeeming quality about this episode. That we had a show that was a piece of shit, and we've managed to turn it into a bigger piece of shit.
I disagree. That's all I got. I don't know why I disagree. I just do.
That, so I found something we can argue about, whether or not this show is a piece of shit.
I think it is a piece of shit. It's just the degrees of how much of a piece of shit it is. Like how brown it is. How brown and watery. How about that?
You think we should continue doing it?
Absolutely. I want to continue until we alienate every single person that listens all the way down to the last one. I want to keep doing it until we have a show where zero people download it.
You know what? There must be something wrong with my internet. It shows that our page isn't updating. It still says zero.
It shows that our page is. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want for this show. I want to drive it into the fucking ground. Should I put that out there? Or should that be like a secret goal? Next week, I want to talk about Satanists. Can we talk about Satanists?
That it'd be a stupid conversation.
Well, isn't every conversation we have a stupid conversation?
What are you going to take, like, the pro-Satanist side? I don't understand.
No, I just, that popped up. I told you I was reading on Reddit and the conspiracy subreddit, and some of that shit they come up with is hilarious. And they talk about Satanists, and it cracks me up. I guess you're not part of the inside joke of me reading on Reddit.
No, I'm not.
Well, maybe get with it. Done and done?
Yeah, I think we'll call this one over. Like, I guess if you guys give a shit, go on Facebook or something, click like at this point.
Let us know if you think we should change the name of the show. Let us know. Give us some ideas, you know.
We should have a contest.
Yeah. Come up with the best name and we'll use something else.
No, I'm serious. Maybe that could get for some interaction on Facebook. Like I said, I say it every fucking time. I'm tired of telling you assholes the same thing every fucking show. Go on Facebook, click the goddamn like button. Yeah. Leave a message of what you think the name of the show should be.
Yeah.
And whichever one is the funniest, we're going to rename the show to that.
Yeah.
Unless none of you guys are funny, then we're just going to leave it the same shit show with the same shit name.
Or if you have an idea for a new format or two new hosts or anything.
Yeah, format and maybe some topics and some people to talk.
And if you got a personality, you might want to be on our show and replace us.
If they have an intro they could use. And
yeah, and if you got your own gear, that'd be good too.
The only thing we ask is they leave the outro.
Yeah, I like that. And if you get any money from the show, it's ours.
You know, next time we should tell the story about the sponsors.
The sponsors.
We should see how much traffic we can drive to us. Like what Howard Stern used to do. I mean, we don't have that audience by any means, but from the numbers that I see on the stats, we have enough that it would cause a noticeable blip if we were to ask everybody to go to a particular website and leave feedback about the show.
Yeah.
And like force people to sponsor us.
That'd be awesome. I'm okay. I'm good with that. We could do a whole show on that.
We could have our own army.
Yep. I've always wanted my own army. So if you want to be part of my army and you got your own gun.
Not that kind of army, you dipshit.
Oh, well, then I'm out.
All right. Let's wrap this shit show up.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep. Have a good one, Doug.
Peace.
Your singing was a little flat that time. Barry, why don't you play an A for Steve? You got that, Steve?
Fuck this shit.
What's got into him?
He can't take criticism.
Well, great. There goes the band.